Alright, we'll call to order the Park Impact Fee Committee meeting for Thursday, August 15th, 2019. And we'll start with the roll call.
Committee member Jace Hellman.
Present.
Committee member Robert Cleary.
Here.
Committee member Chris Perdue.
Here.
Alright, I'll move on to item number two. For under business on the agenda, item 2A, consideration to approve PIFC meeting minutes from April 18th, 2019. And this is an action item, so if anyone doesn't have any questions or anything, I can stand for a motion.
I make a motion to approve those minutes.
I second that motion.
Motion is made and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. On to the next one, item 2B, update on park impact fees. Mr. Bobby Withrow, who is our parks director, you have the floor.
For the record, Bobby Withrow, parks director, 751 West 4th Street. Park impact fee committee members. We've been doing really well this year. So far we have charged, I guess I'll say charged, 556 park impact fees to developers. Now, when I say that, that's not single, just single family housing. That includes multifamily. So that's why I didn't say houses, because the multifamily do have 1, 2, 3, or 4 attached to it. So far, that's how many we've collected. So roughly $522,000. $1,000, excuse me, just over $500,000. Pretty good. I look back, and this time last year, we were at about $429,000. So, we are doing very well. Any questions?
What does that bring the total up to?
To this day, total?
It's like available funds that we can spend on.
I do believe we are at $1.6 million. That is Jared's last numbers. That in that number is the $220,000 I requested to spend. So. Since we've started collecting park impact fees, we have collected $1,849 total. A lot of useless information. All right, I'm done.
That's all you got. Okay, then we're going to move on to, is there any more questions for Bobby on 2B or not to be? Okay, then we're going to move on to 2C, discuss options for new park, and that is with our parks director, Mr. Bobby Withrow, as well. Again, Bobby, you have the floor.
Park Impact Fee Committee members. For the record, Bobby Withrow, 751 West 4th Street in Idaho. So, as you know, we purchased the Zambos property. And last time, I told you guys we were going to come back and talk about kind of what you guys want to see there. And so now I'm going to open it up to discussion, comments, what you guys want to see there, what you expect to see there. And we'll try to get everything. With that, I open the throwing stuff at me at this point.
Are there anything in the park, the new park that's already given that's going to be there, or is it pretty much all up?
I had planned on doing two softball baseball fields, and then leaving a majority of it open to soccer, baseball, or not soccer, but not baseball, soccer, football, lacrosse, whatever the need was. Because of the dimensions of it, I went with two fields, two baseball fields, softball fields, and not three or four because we wouldn't be able to fit them all. And with the other extra space, other groups and sports can play on it too.
Now, if we're going to do baseball / softball, we've got to convert the field. Probably, if we're going to try both sports, we probably need to. This is getting a little bit ahead of the game, but the infield needs to be all dirt. Even though baseball is traditionally playing the grass in the field, and the base path is dirt, you can still play baseball with dirt in the field, but you can't play softball.
And I also, to kind of go along with that, thought about exploring the possibility of for baseball, whether it be Little League, Babe Ruth, or whatever, looking at getting some sort of AstroTurf to put down for those games, so that way it does kind of play like a like any other field that they play on, to a point.
Have you, because I work at College of Idaho, and we actually have an artificial turf infield on our baseball field, and the outfield is grass. But it stays there all the time. Do you have any knowledge of anybody who's doing an AstroTurf or artificial turf infield?
Not at this time. It's kind of something I think would be new to the Valley.
It would be new to the Valley, but it wouldn't necessarily be new to turf, because with football, most turf fields are able to be rolled up and laid out. Like the stadium I played in college, our field was pulled out after the season.
Okay.
And they held it for concerts. So you have the ability to roll it. But now they don't do AstroTurf anymore. It's the rubber pellets and the more artificial grass. But it works almost the same. You just have some pellets that are left over. So it can be done. It's just a matter of who's going to do it every time.
They can do a lot of weird things with turf now.
That's true. I was at a soccer match at Central United in the U.S. versus Mexico. And it wasn't laid out very well. It was really bad. It wasn't done very well. It was there. It was there. We're going to have, I would be great if we could have dugouts in both fields. Probably bleachers. Probably a little bit of bleachers for spectators. When we're doing outfield fits.
Yeah, so I was thinking of doing a permanent one at 300 feet. And then if we need to
300 center field?
What?
300 center?
Yeah. And then if we need to do shorten it up, we could go through and temporary fence.
Something with a building that would probably house a concession stand and also restrooms.
Okay.
Some sort of an outbuilding to hold turf that you rolled up, put away.
Yeah, some sort of a shed or something like that. Equipment shed. For the soccer / football / lacrosse, maybe some benches. Possibly. I don't know. That's not really that necessary. I was thinking play benches, but not really.
Yeah, I think that'd be more of an amenity we could offer later once we figured out what the highest use was. What about a walking path all the way around?
Yeah, that's what I'd
like to see. Some sort of walking path. Or
I don't know how much room you got, but even some sort of playground thing might be a...
Yeah, playground must.
Shred of tires and stuff. Ground cover.
I know I'm not going to get my fountain, so...
Your what?
I'm not going to get my fountain or my lazy river, so.
Probably not.
Lazy river would be really pretty
deep. We do have a
We're going to do have Indian Creek.
A 110-foot area of open ditch right now that we could possibly do an open river, but...
110-foot river?
We've kind of laid out a conceptual parking lot. We want to go about in between 200 and 300 spaces for sports and to help with ADA parking for downtown for big events.
Are you doing multiple parking lots? Are you going to do one off the stub street and then in the front?
No,
we're
just going to do one.
So then you're just going to cul-de-sac the,
yep, yep.
The stub? That's open for parking anyways.
Yeah.
You said 200 to 300 spots? How much of the site is that going to take up?
That front section.
Couple acres.
Here.
Oh, yeah, because you can't really do anything with that.
Yeah, I just can't really do anything with that. Parking lot there. And as far as people walking to everything, kind of been noticing all of the softball leagues that I play in, that the fields are always away from the parking lot. So, it's not
which is good, because then balls aren't going to be in cars.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
You don't have that problem.
Yeah, never.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
I don't have any dents in my car. Softballs in my car.
Softball or baseball.
Yeah. No, I don't have that.
As far as playground goes, I think we were looking at maybe doing a smaller jungle gym type and then a swing. Maybe a climbing feature, and then we really wanted to do what we call the ultimate or American Ninja Course. It's just a bunch of different activities.
That you go, course.
Yeah, like an obstacle course type thing.
American Ninja Warrior TV.
Yep, yeah. So, I think it would be it'd be for kids and adults actually. So,
parks that don't even have
that? I don't think so. Not right now. When we started talking about it, we were two companies we were talking about, which are in the valley, said that nobody's had it yet. So, and with that, we would probably do a 40-yard dash area as well. So that's what our goal is. If that whole thing.
It would get the NFL
is there anything else you guys would like to see that we haven't?
Everybody likes disc golf, but we already have golf disc golf.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of that for the site, just because of the constraints we're going to have with the ball field currently. We'd probably only get 3 or 4 holes for this
time. Pickleball courts.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, popular. We talked about that one.
Yep.
Pickleball is where we get popular.
Yep. I forgot about that one.
Pickleball. I mean, because then you can almost tie in tennis in the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it'd be like a multi-use south court. Yep. And then if you even look at basketball hoops in that too, Bobby, with like a multi-use like floor, mm-hmm. That would work for that.
Anything else?
I'd be curious to see what those are laid in. What we talked about when we left.
Okay. Well, we'll get started on some sort of conceptual design and bring that back here. See how much.
Right. I mean, I really think if we did that stuff and the rest of it was kind of, just walking past it and intertwined between it, that would be. They cover a lot of it. Some trees.
Oh, yeah.
Trees.
Shrubs.
Yeah.
Grass.
Grass would be nice.
Yeah, grass.
Sure. Picnic table. Sharp.
And wall out.
Dog food station.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I have a direction to go. All
right. Are we good, Bobby, or you want anything else? Anyone have more suggestions, thoughts, feelings, concerns? Okay, we'll move on to item number 3, which is executive session. And I guess for this, we need a motion to convene to executive session.
I'd like to motion to convene to executive session.
Okay. Motion's made. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion's made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Just for, I guess, the record that we're on now, the Parks Director, or I'm just going to indicate that I have the committee here, the Parks Director, Bobby Withrow, and Jesse Morfin with the Parks staff to stay and remain for executive session, and that Jesse would serve as the clerk to take minutes of the executive session. Let's commence. All right, just reporting that information was received in relation to the announced purpose for going into executive session, and there was no actions taken by any committee members, which then moves us on to item four on the agenda, which is business continued. 4A is a request for expenditures from our Parks Director, Mr. Bobby Withrow. Bobby Withrow.
All right, for the record, Bobby Withrow. 751 4th Street, Parks Director Rufino. Park Impact Fee Committee members. In our capital improvement plan, we allocated $200,000 for start construction for a sports complex. In my opinion, the Zamzos Park would qualify for that money. So I come before you tonight to asked to start spending that $200,000 with more funds to come in 2020 after we go through the capital improvement plan.
Is this like a bubble, like the sports bubbles, or what kind of comp? Oh, like all the fields.
Yeah. Well, like starting construction on it.
Gotcha. $200,000 for that until
this year.
2020. Anyone have any thoughts, questions?
So that will include a little bit of engineering for the parking lot, making sure we got all of our engineering. I want to try to get the top portion graded off as much as we can. Hopefully some holes in the ground to start.
Any other questions? Anyone? Once, twice? Maybe.
I make a motion that we begin using the 200,000 on Zamzos Park.
Okay, motion's made. Do I have a second? Motion is made and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion for $200,000 for the Zamzos Park construction, or sports complex for Zamzos Park construction, is approved. And we'll move on to item five for the agenda, which is adjournment. So unless anyone has any other things they want to add, I could stand for a motion to adjourn.
I think the motion to adjourn.
Okay, motion's made. Do I got a second? Motion is made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, motion carries.